it's quite extraordinary the amount of time they seem to have spent on cooking up very complicated tax avoidance schemes rather than concentrating on lending to British business or any of the things you think banks would do. They set up 13 separate transatlantic schemes in which it's very difficult to describe in a simple way, because what they did was they spun the money around. They would put £1 billion or £2 billion or £6 billion even into one of these schemes, and they'd spin it all around so that a tax loss ended up offshore in the Cayman Islands. And then they would do a deal with, say, an American bank, and the American bank would manage to get the benefit of the tax loss as well as the British bank. So they got the benefit of the tax loss twice. It's called double dipping.
And how much has all this cost the UK taxpayer?
Well, funnily enough, it's cost the American taxpayer probably more than it's cost the British, because a lot of these schemes involve tax losses that American banks got the benefit of. And then they would divvy up the proceeds, you know, so the Royal Bank of Scotland would get a bit of a fee for it. We calculate that altogether, the American, the British and European tax authorities have probably been deprived of more than £500 million by this explosion of avoidance schemes.
Now, with RBS, of course, they were under the management of Sir Fred Goodwin, a man who's faced a fair bit of flack for his role in creating the current financial crisis.
Well, Sir Fred's departed with his great big pension, and Johnny Cameron, who was the head of the global markets division that ran all these schemes, he's also departed with a hefty pension. And the new management are very keen to let you know that they've disbanded this structured finance organisation, and they've cleaned up their act, really. And they say, we recognise we've got a responsibility to the British taxpayer, and the last thing we're going to do is pick the pockets of the taxpayer who is supporting us. So, you know, they're saying, we've cleaned up our act.
But there's nothing to stop other banks who are bailed out by the taxpayer from continuing this tax avoidance this type of tax avoidance scheme.
Well, while RBS have sort of put up their hands, it's very striking that Lloyds Bank, who are also supported by the taxpayer, are refusing to come out into the open and say, we will stop doing these tax avoidance schemes. In fact, they're locked in litigation with the Treasury at the moment over one such scheme, which they dreamed up a few years ago.
What role did these tax deals play in creating the downfall of financial services across the world?
One of the drivers of all these securitisation deals and all these toxic asset-backed mortgage deals and so on, which have caused all the trouble in the financial world, one of the drivers turns out to have been tax avoidance, because these mega deals, you have to put billions and billions of pounds in order to crank up a worthwhile tax profit out of them, because, you know, you're getting a profit on the interest. And so if you put in £1 billion, the interest is maybe £50 million and the tax saved is maybe £15 million. So you need a lot of capital to make these things work. And a way of making it all work was to invest in mortgage-backed securities. So the market in mortgage-backed securities has been driven to an extent by tax avoidance schemes.